This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So the festive season is done, the decorations are packed away, but for a lot of us, the cost of the holidays hasn't gone anywhere. Credit cards buy now, pay later. Overdue bills, they can quietly stack up. And by mid-Jan, it can feel overwhelming to even open the banking app. So where do we start? And what helps when money feels a little bit tight? Well, joining us is Angelique McInnes, an academic in financial planning at Central Queensland University. Angelique, welcome to Drive.
Hi, Warren. I'm pleased to be here.
When holiday spending starts causing stress in January, what practical problems are we sort of facing that could, cause us a bit of financial stress?
Well, obviously, Christmas time is a time when we do spend more than we should. I can claim being guilty of that as well. Mm. And I didn't look at my credit card statement until probably a week ago.
Oh my goodness, me too.
And I certainly have overspent. And it's a case of, can I pay that credit card off fully this month? And for some of us, we might not be able to. Most, I think it's about roughly 50% of adult Australians report being able to pay off their credit card balance every month. So there's 50% that are not. So effectively, that debt's becoming a bit long-term, and then they obviously have to go onto some form of payment system or plan. So it's a question of trying to pay off that credit card as quickly as possible. And also, the first thing you should really do is stop using your credit card then. Once you've got a balance where you aren't able to pay it off that month, or, you know, within at least the next 3 months, then I would highly recommend you just stop using it at all and stick to a budget. Don't spend any more. And avoid using your credit card for them everyday expenses, especially if you're struggling. And start prioritizing. If you have got more than one credit card, which a lot of us do have, start prioritizing high interest balance first. Unless you've got a credit card that's got a small balance, then that you can quickly, you like, knock off with one payment. But if you have more than one credit card, look for the one that has the highest interest balance, because by paying off the highest cost, you will minimize that interest expense that keeps adding up over time.
So that's
better. And I know you might, yeah, sorry.
So that's better, Angelique, to do that rather than thinking, I'll put a certain amount on every credit card that I have. So look for the one with the highest interest and attack that one first. That's the right thing, is it?
Yeah. And the thing is, you also need to be aware of how much debt you have. So best is to visually write down all your debts, the credit cards, the buy now, pay later, any other sort of loans that you have, and focus on, as I said, the most expensive first, and then try and pay more than the minimum payment, because that'll save interest, but it also will pay off that credit card faster, or that buy now, pay later faster. Although some of the buy now, pay later are set amounts, like, you know, they say pay 4 equal payments and so on. So you might not be able to do that with a buy now, pay later loan. And the other option, if you really don't want to pay interest, and we really don't want to, is why don't you try and switch to a zero or a lower rate card? Or you go to your bank and finance with a personal loan, because sometimes the personal loan rates are very much cheaper than the any credit card rate. And buy now, pay later might be no interest, but they do charge fees. And unless you know what those fees are, you wouldn't know what exactly you are paying to have that facility of paying a little bit later. So just because it's no interest doesn't mean, you know, you are free of having to pay fees. Somehow these companies have to make money. And they can't do it on interest, they will do it on fees. And fees can be anything like transaction, every transaction that you've incurred, every time they, you might even pay money, you pay your card off, there's a fee for paying it off, or your buy now, pay later, they charge you those types of fees. Or if you, you know, try and pay off the full amount, there might be an additional fees because they want you to, you know, have that loan facility a little bit longer.
The buy now, pay later schemes, I mean, they feel quite manageable at the checkout, don't they? You think, oh my goodness, I can pay in 4 interest-free payments or something like that. But we don't necessarily think of these fees. When does this tip from convenience into trouble? What's the best way to know that when we're about to purchase something online, let's pay for it rather than use one of these buy now, pay later schemes?
Well, the problem with buy now, pay later schemes is there's so many different schemes available and different, I suppose, shops and, you know, where we get the retail organizations or even online shopping that we do will utilize different buy now, pay later applications. So what you start finding is you might not be utilizing one buy now, pay later provider. You might be utilizing 4 or 5 or 6, and you will start losing control of how much you've actually spent with these companies and end up not being able to meet the repayments because you've got 4 or 5, you know, payments that you have to pay over the next 5 months, 6 months, 3 months, whatever, the year, whatever arrangement, or 4 payments, whatever arrangement you've got. And you lose control of having the money, the actual cash flow from your salary that's paid into your bank account to actually start paying all of them. And then that's when you get into trouble. So the moment you also find that you do not have the cash to service that loan, to pay the repayment, you are in serious trouble. Another key sign is where people are starting to go, okay, I have to use one loan to pay another loan. So you use one credit card to do the minimum repayment on the second or third credit card, or you use your credit card to pay your buy now, pay later.
So you're just chasing debt?
Repayment. So you start getting yourself into real big trouble. That is a sign of potential insolvency where you could end up making yourself bankrupt. So if you get into that situation, then you need to reach out for help. You need to go and see your bank. And banks that provide these credit cards, well, banks only provide credit cards, they have to give you some form of relief. And so they have a financial hardship team, and by law, they have to have these financial hardship teams because they have to respond to requests for financial help.
Angelique, what would you say, though, if someone's feeling a little bit embarrassed about calling their bank because they're, you know, not being able to pay their debt, they're in a bit of financial hardship? What would you say there? Because I know a lot of people would be concerned.
Look, it is an uncomfortable feeling and a feeling of shame that you've now got to ask somebody for help. And, you know, Australians are not very good at asking people for help. I mean, people would rather sell something. The evidence suggests that people would rather sell assets or investments or things they have at home before they will ask for help. And yes, I know you might feel ashamed and embarrassed, but at the end of the day, everybody at some point do use some form of debt if they are earning money and have credit cards. And so, you know, it's a very common way of spending. And, you know, even myself, I'm a financial planner, but in my early young days, my early 20s, I was not utilizing credit cards responsibly. And there was once I did get myself into a bit of strife where I used one credit card to pay another credit card, and then had to like pull my head in because I was studying and realized that I can't do this. And so you've just got to, you know, put your pride in your pocket. Don't beat yourself up and just give them a call. And fortunately, it's easy now to do it online. You can, you know, use chatbots. You don't need to have to speak to a person, but going to see a person as well. I mean, yes, that might feel a little bit more intimidating. So make the phone call or use the chatbots that's online so that you can get that help from those financial hardship teams. And, you know, we are living in times of hardship. Life is difficult. The cost of living is quite high at the moment for a lot of people. And so right now you shouldn't feel ashamed or embarrassed. because there's no, you know, there's no reason why others can't be experiencing the same sort of, you know, hardship and reaching out for help. It's so much better than getting yourself into bigger trouble or having assets or items repossessed. You don't want your car repossessed. You don't want, you know.
And I imagine the banks don't want to do that as well. Door. I imagine the banks don't want to go and sell your car either. They'd rather you contact them, surely.
Yeah, and any form of loan is something that they would prefer you to let them know that you're struggling, because they can, you know, you can renegotiate. They can arrange for a repayment system, or you know, that will suit your particular needs, so that you can repay in the way that you can afford. So they can help you out. They can, you know, slow down when you pay, so you pay less regularly. They've got all sorts of strategies that they can give you, because at the end of the day, they want their money back from you rather than take stuff off you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they are there to make money, but they also have some form of social responsibility to society as well. And they don't want to now, you know, take your house away and your cars, and because they know you need a car to go to work.
Angelique, so, unfortunately, we've run out of time because it's nearly news time, but it's really good to know that they have to listen to us if we are in financial trouble and that we can contact them.
Yep. And also the National Debt Helpline is also a great national, help, free advice. And financial counsellors can also give free advice. So don't be embarrassed.
Thank you. All right, Warren. Angelique, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive Today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. That was Angelique McGuinness from Central Queensland University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.